what other options are open to you? So with the website fairhealtholderadults.org, are there various templates that people can go by and find out how to navigate these conversations?
Absolutely. So they could do so in a few ways. So first up, our shared decision-making tools, which Ronnie mentioned, combine those clinical care pathways with cost information for different types of conditions like hip osteoarthritis, early stage breast cancer, slow and fast growing prostate cancers. Those tools provide a set of questions and answers related to clinical care and costs. But what you could also do is use those tools along with our checklists. So we offer a few different types of checklists that you could download, print, and take with you to doctor's offices when you're having the appointment. So you could ask the full range of questions you might have and really just get a set of answers that can help you on your decision-making journey.
Absolutely. I don't understand all the time how it works, how you find a specialist for someone who's older, because sometimes they don't recommend the same things they would for a younger person.
That's exactly right. So age-friendly care is healthcare that's based on the best possible evidence about what gets you the best possible health outcomes as you get older. And so it's structured around what we call a 4 M's framework. So those M's are, first and foremost, what matters to the patient and his or her caregiver, ensuring that a healthcare provider will ask and then act on what your goals and priorities are. And for many of us, that is going to evolve with age, right? The second M is medication. So many older adults are on medications, oftentimes many medications. So making sure that those are safe and appropriate and not counteracting each other. Next is mind, and that's anything cognitive. So reviewing any changes in memory or mood, and getting screened for dementia is one good example of that. And then last but not least, because they really are designed to go together, is mobility. And that's identifying the ways that any individual can stay active as appropriate for that person's healthcare needs and range, as we get older. And that's really about best function for all of us.
Absolutely. And I learned in my own father's case, and I only because I had a best friend who is a hospice nurse, did I start to understand how the end of life care works. I honestly would have never have known if she had when hospice is actually capable of coming and seeing a patient. It's not necessarily in the final 3 hours of their life. This is something that starts much earlier, things I didn't know about. And just to have some guidance on that, does the foundation and the FAIR program, does it help to educate people on end of life issues as well?
We do a lot of work in and around end of life, and that includes not just home care and hospice, but also palliative care, which isn't necessarily only for end of life, but can happen at any point in the lifespan, in a health span. And I will let Nicole speak to the resources that FAIR Health offers on fairhealtholderadults.org.
Thanks, Ronnie. Yeah, so we offer shared decision-making tools on specific palliative care scenarios for seriously ill patients. So, for example, we offer a tool for whether to stop or continue dialysis, different nutrition options, as well as whether to stop or continue mechanical ventilation. And those tools have really gotten a lot of attention because of those decisions that families are making now with their loved ones.
FairHealthOlderAdults.org really truly feels like it's something for really everyone. You're not it's not just for one person in a socioeconomic umbrella, and it's not just for people of a certain political nature. It sounds like it's something truly altruistic for everybody, because it's just for anyone older who could use more support and guidance through these times. Tell us one more time where people can find this information and anything else you need us to know before we close today.
Go ahead, Nicole.
So everyone can just go to fairhealtholderadults.org and start using the tools right away.
Sounds easy for sure. Fairhealtholderadult.org. And thank you, Ronnie Snyder, to the John A. Hartford Foundation for all the work that you're doing there to make this available to this population. I just think it's so important. The more we can feel supported as we get on in years and have the best information, it's just going to be better all around for everyone. Nicole Eney as well. Thank you both so very much for joining us today with this wonderful organization. One more time, Fair Health. Olderadults.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Way Home. We'll be right back.
Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good. It's good. Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards. Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Thank you, Sean Adams, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Ken Strong Stadium in West Haven, Connecticut. It is Greenwich Cardinals football for 2024, and tonight the Cardinals open up the season with a semifinal rematch against the Blue Devils of West Haven High School. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Our thanks to Bob Small, as always, with Dan Murphy. I'm Rob Adams. We're watching the coin toss right now. Greenwich has won the coin toss and have deferred, and boy, the Greenwich Cardinals are ready to play some football tonight.
Well, you can't ask for a much better matchup than this. Opening night, two top five teams in the preseason poll, playoff semifinal rematch from a year ago, a game that Greenwich feels like they should have come away with a win last year. They get to come up here to West Haven with a chance with revenge on the mind.
And the big narrative for the Cardinals is only two starters on each side of the ball coming back.
That is all you've heard this week. Look. 36 seniors graduated at the end of 2023. So this is a completely new cast on both sides of the football. A lot of new players, a lot of new faces are going to have to step up and make plays, and it all starts tonight.
As the teams head back to their respective sidelines, we are almost ready to get things started. We will add in one more sponsor from the ones that Sean read for you, Chicken Joe's, as we welcome them to the broadcast as well. And we pause with Sean Kilkelly in the studio. The kickoff on the way. Greenwich and West Haven right after this. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with nine locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering. Food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelens Brothers Auto Body. Zelens Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelens Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelens' state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelens Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Kaskab has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah. Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Back in West Haven at Ken Strong Stadium, one of the truly great facilities for football in Connecticut. For high school football, has hosted many a state championship game. The Cardinals have played quite a few in this building, as a matter of fact. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, and well, it was last December when it all came to an end, and finally, on September 13th, on Friday the 13th, ready to play some football.
Yeah, we're about the last group of teams to start play for the season, and you know, considering the way that last season ended for Greenwich, what was it, 9 months ago, something like that? It feels a lot longer than that, I'm sure. So I'm sure they've been chomping at the bit to get back on the field here.
Boy, they have been waiting, that is for sure. The Westies send two deep. Blue Devils send two back to the 10-yard line. Near side receiver, Corian Harris. And the Cardinals getting ready to put the ball in the air. Six-two senior ready to put the ball in the air, and finally, 6:01. Let's play some football. With the hand in the air, he makes the approach and the kick. It's an end-over-end kick coming down near the 12-yard line. Picked up there, looking for an opening, spins back to the left. He'll get to the 21-yard line before he runs in to Hunter Woods of the Cardinals. That was Harris on the return. And so for West Haven, they will start at their own 21.
I think I heard that famous football song. Are you ready for some football? I'm about ready myself.
Yeah, so. I think we've been ready for a long time. The Blue Devils will go from right to left. Cardinals in the white uniforms with the red numbers, red stripes along the sides, white Cardinal helmet. And out comes quarterback Nick Conlon. He'll start in shotgun with a man alongside him in the backfield. He'll run it himself. Tucks it away. Tries to get around to a defender. Gets around Jack Kelly. And then he's out of bounds right near the 27. Let's see where the sideline marker goes. Yeah, give him six. Make it second and three. Jack Kelly, the 5'9 junior linebacker, was on the near side, but he got around him. So it'll be a second and three right near the 27-yard line. Let's call it a long four, actually, now that I look at it. Play two of the season. The eyes are, you know, getting settled in. A shotgun snap coming, and no, that'll be waved off and a quick timeout taken. West Haven did not like what they had, so they will take their first timeout. Their head coach, Rich Boucher, in his ninth season here, he is 60-28. And, you know, brave guy who has battled and beaten cancer, stayed with this team, said some of his players just so important to him, and that group last year in particular, very important as they made it all the way to a state championship game, losing by one. They went for a two-point conversion with a chance to take the lead and beat Staples, went for it, and a good tackle saved the championship for the Staples Wreckers, and they were the number one team in the state.
Yeah, you can't help but really admire Coach's story, and I really feel like the West Haven players fed off of his courage and his energy the second half of the season last year.
Trying it again on a second down play. They'll stretch it to the wide side. It's Harris trying to get around the edge, and he'll be lucky to get near the line of scrimmage. First one to hit him was Santi Parra, the 5'9 junior linebacker.
brother of Sebastian Parra.
That is correct.
Team captain from a year ago.
They'll leave him right at the 27-yard line. So with 11:13 to go in the opening stanza, no score. Third and four. Shotgun snap taken. Conlon with his first throw. Sets up, looks to his left, steps up again. Has a man if he can thread it, and he overthrows him by about a yard or two. As he tried to find LaFortune right down the seam, he was matched up man-to-man, Dan. Got to thread that ball just a little tighter.
Yeah, he had the throw there if he made it a little bit better. He runs the go route right down the hash mark. He has about a half a step on the defender there, but the throw was not quite there. And a three and out for West Haven to start. Not exactly what you're looking for. And you had to burn a timeout also.
Cardinals will get the ball for the first time in a moment as West Haven will punt it away. Punter standing back near his own 14-yard line. High snap. Gets it, sends off a low spinning line drive, takes a bounce picked up by the Cardinals on the far hash at the 37, makes a turn to the right and getting spun down into West Haven territory. Hector Lopez on the return, 5'8 junior.
Good return, a line drive punt, so you're never really sure where that ball's going to bounce, but it bounced right to him. And a good return out of it. Greenwich will take this, starting this drive in West Haven territory.
10:49 remaining first quarter, no score, and the Cardinals for the first time will get the ball in plus territory at the 46. Near hash, left to right. And out comes the starting quarterback, 6'2 senior Michael M.J. D'Angelo. He'll set up in shotgun with a man out to his left. Two receivers stacked far left, one to the near side right. I believe that's Lopez on the right. Snap taken, they'll go to the ground, and it's a little pitch going right around the left side. It goes back to D'Angelo, and he'll get near a first down across the 40, near the 37-yard line.
I don't know if he faked the handoff there or if it was a pitch back to him, but either way,
I saw a pitch.
He kind of juggled it a little bit there, but he was able to maintain control of it. Nice gain on first down.
They gave him nine. Second and one. Clock running, 10:16 remaining. First quarter, no score. Now on the far hash. From left to right, motion in the backfield. A fake, and then the give goes to Lopez, just trying to stuff for the first down. And with a stretch, he might have enough as he gets near the 36. They'll mark him there, though, and I don't know if it's enough.
He's going to be about a foot short by the look of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Tyrone Stevenson made the stop for the Blue Devils. These two teams have mixed it up a few times over the years, not just last year.
No gain in the play, brings a third and one from the 37.
So it'll be third and a yard at the 37. They have played four times since 2002. It's going to be D'Angelo on third down with a big push. He'll stretch to the 35. That will be enough for a first down.
When in doubt, just call your own number.
That always helps.
And our first down of the season.
Number zero, Kadar Dembele on the tackle for West Haven.
So a first down for the Cardinals.
First and 10 for the Cardinals from the Blue Devil 35.
At the 35-yard line, no score, 9.5 remaining first quarter here in West Haven. On a warm but beautiful Friday night. Shotgun snap right back into the gut of Lopez it goes. He powers forward down near the 30. Gang tackled, working through the line.
They definitely want to try to run the football between the tackles. That's what we've seen here early. Keep it on the ground. See if this offensive line of Greenwich can go head-to-head with this defensive line of West Haven.
Joe Capella made the stop for West Haven. After a gain of three, second down and seven. West Haven rushing five. Here they come. D'Angelo to throw. Lobs it. Has a man. Threads it. Got it. Caught at the goal line. Tumbling in. Touchdown. Matthew O'Donnell right at the goal line. Takes it across the goal line. And the Cardinals take a 6-0 lead.
Well, what happens when you run the football up the middle? The linebackers start to cheat up towards the line of scrimmage to help out the D line. And this was a pitch and catch over the top. Because you can beat the linebackers that way. And the throw is right on the money.
Extra point coming up. It'll be Julian Ravina to do the extra points. 5'11 senior kicker. And O'Donnell will hold it for him. It is up and right through the uprights. 8:44 to go in the first quarter. First points of the season belong to Greenwich. Cardinals 7, West Haven nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups, along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
I can't even believe I'm going to say this. After 26 years, I have a drive summary that I wrote.
Look at you over there, Rob.
I mean, you know, I'm evolving. 5 plays, 46 yards in 2 minutes and 5 seconds. A 36-yard touchdown pass.
Well, that's about as good a start as you could hope for Greenwich. You get a 3-and-out on defense, and then you go right down the field and get in the end zone.
Number 33, Alex Kavardashila on the kick for Greenwich.
Alex Kavardashila will kick it off. 6'2 senior. I realize it's opening night, and there is bound to be a name getting mangled, and that is a short kick that the Cardinals, the ball is bounced. Greenwich had it. They still have it. It is Cardinal football. When you have an assistant coach who was once with the Jets and knew a thing or two about special teams, John Woodring will pull out all the stops.
Yeah, and that was an onside kick. Greenwich tried it. West Haven was not looking for it. The ball bounced in no man's land there between the hands team and the backfield, and Greenwich was able to fall on it.
So it'll be Cardinal football starting at the West Haven 31. They lead 7-0. Ball on the near hash. Peter Von Velakis anchoring the starting line. And a little bit of, looks like clock needs to be reset. That's about it. I think everything's good to go otherwise.
Well, there's a big chance for Greenwich right out of the chute of this gate to take control early.
Two receivers near side right, one out wide left. They'll go back to the ground, though, and West Haven anticipated that one. Flying in the backfield, Lopez stood no chance. And it's Kadar Dedembele, who transferred from Archbishop Stepanak in New York and came back up here. Seven nothing Greenwich. It's a loss of a yard. Shotgun snap taken. Back to Lopez. Lopez trying the left side, and that it gets shut down once again. Dembele in the middle of that one, but he wasn't alone. Grabbing him as well was Kevani Daniels.
Yeah, West Haven's made some good adjustment on this drive. The two runs they've tried up the middle have gone absolutely nowhere. Now you're set up in a third and long.
Yeah, you're looking at a third and 11, Dan, and
I mean, it really limits what you can do as far as the plays you have in the playbook that can get you 11 yards.
They'll stack three receivers out to the left, one near side right. That's Michael Minio, 6'2 receiver. Shotgun snap, and it's going to be run right up the middle by D'Angelo. But you know what? West Haven saw it coming as he pushes across the 30. They'll mark him down near the 28, maybe. Looks like the sideline, yeah, I think the side judge is moving him to the 28.
Yeah, that's a design run play. Just a quarterback draw up the middle, but West Haven is ready for it. They were able to block up those gaps in the defensive line, so it held the game to a minimal one.
And justifiably, the Cardinals keep the same personnel out there for a no-man's land play on fourth down. They've got to get, and they got movement on the line, and that looks like the first penalty of the night. I started to say they've got to get down near the 22. So 5-yard penalty on West Haven.
West Haven was ready for the snap. They all jumped in unison.
We'll set up now a 4th and 2. Do you like the Cardinals' chances to jam the ball for 2 yards?
Well, I'd say 4th and 2 is a much better position to be in than 4th and 7.
They have changed up the personnel. Just 2 receivers stacked near side right as D'Angelo awaits. And he'll run it himself. Left side, first down, and Moore breaks through. Turning left. He's going in the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown.
They went back to that quarterback draw, that design read, where he fakes the handoff, and he just takes off up the middle, and West Haven is not able to stop it this time. Once he gets past the linebackers, it's a foot race, and he's going to win that one every time.
So extra point coming up. Cardinals need someone else on the line. They get him. And Ravina ready for the point after. Snap good. Spot. It's up. End over end. And it is good. 6:14 remaining in the first quarter. Greenwich has jumped out to a 14-0 lead. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Number 3, 3, 4. 14-0 Cardinals after a 4-play, 31-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
Boy, how's this for a way to start the season, huh?
The onside kick really worked to the Cardinals' advantage, no question about that. And the approach and the kick, this one high and end over end, coming down near the 6. Taken by the far man, who will step across the 20 to the 21 and taken down there. He was hit pretty hard by the Cardinals' number 50, Gustav Pietra. That was Karan Hannons on the return. West Haven's band right outside the booth, sounding great.
That's a good thing he didn't try to put the mic out that side of the press box.
Yeah, it's a different setup for tonight for sure in that regard. All good, though. Great to be here. Thanks to everyone who's putting up with us. First down at the 23-yard line. West Haven going to try to find some offense. This is really only the second time they are touching the ball. They went 3 and out as Conlon waits in shotgun. He will hand it off. Kind of bouncing and bobbing and weaving for a positive gain out near the 29, tumbling right near the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it's got to be a shock to the system if you're West Haven to be halfway through the first quarter in a playoff rematch and you're down 14-0 in a blink. So they, for them, they've got to find a way to get something going on this drive.
That was Johannes Mercer, who is wearing 17 tonight. He gets that first carry.
Makes it 2nd and 3.
And he got 7. 2nd down and 3. Conlon, play action, steps to his right now. Moves forward, uses that power to get right near a first down. Jack Carroll, one of the Cardinal captains, the 5'10 senior, was in the middle of the mix. Cardinal captains this year, Max Merritt, MJ D'Angelo, Jack Carroll, and Peter Vumbelakis. New Britain leading McMahon 14-6. One of the early scores we can give you. This is technically day 2 of the season. There were a few games last night.
That's right. There were some Thursday night games that were not on Amazon Prime.
And off on first down. They'll try it up the middle again with Mercer, and he gets stacked pretty early. They'll push him back, but with positive yardage, they'll get him up near...
I think he got about a yard, but he's down.
No, you know what, Dan? They gave him a little more. The sideline marker moves him out near the 37.
Yeah.
That's a gain of 3.
He is down on one knee, though.
Yes. So with 4:47 in the first, everyone catches their breath. So it'll be 2nd and 7 when we resume. 14-0 Cardinals. The Billy Iron scoreboard down at the south end of the facility is Mercer up and walking under his own power. You get a view out toward the bay in Long Island Sound.
This is a very scenic spot, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely
is. I like
is.
This.
But I will tell you, and so will Sean Kilkelly, we have experienced some cold days in this facility.
That's true. It can go the other way as well, right?
Greenwich losing the 2000 state championship here, 22-8 to a guy named Dan Orlovsky in the Shelton Gales. And Sean and I got knocked upstairs, and they didn't have the kind of covering that they have up there now. You were open to the elements.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a cold one. So it goes. Got to be a little crazy to do what we do. 2nd and 7. Conlin takes it, tucks it immediately. He's going to try to run with it, and he gets jammed near the 39, so he was able to nudge forward a little bit. But all over things right now is Carroll. He was in the middle of that to help make the stop, bringing up 3rd down.
Yeah, both these teams kind of feeling each other out right now with the run game, especially the interior blocking, the offensive line against the front four. And we've seen this for both teams so far tonight.
Let's call it 3rd and 5 at their own 39. With 3:49 clock running to go in the first quarter. Conlin rolling left, tucks, flips on an option, left side, hit at the 41, spinorama and a 1st down. Oh, some nice movement on the sideline. Good work by Harris.
That's one of those option runs where you roll out with a back and you've got a back to pitch it to if he's unblocked, and that's what happened. The defenders went for Conlin. They did not account for the back out toward the sideline. He's able to pick up the 1st down.
Ball at the 49.
First time
in Greenwich territory. 6th play of the drive, 3:40 remaining, 1st quarter, clock stopped. Here comes Harris again, trying the right side, and then he is wrestled down for what would be a loss of about 2 to the Greenwich 49.
Yeah, Greenwich was all over that when they were in the backfield when he got the football.
Captain Max Merrick, senior linebacker. 2nd down and 12.
You know, with so many seniors graduating this year, you're going to need new players to step up, and young man Max looks like one who's going to be up for it early on here, that's for sure.
2nd and 12. Conlin, who has not thrown the ball a lot so far, he will hand it off. Goes back to Harris, and Harris just trying to bob and weave. Gets near the original line of scrimmage, but I don't know. Yeah, they moved him a hair further, so give him 3 as Jack Kelly made the stop, bringing up 3rd and 9.
Yeah, but it's 3rd and 9, right, Rob? That's 3rd and long. That's not where you want to be. Greenwich has done a pretty good job on 1st and 2nd downs, limiting the damage with the run game to this point.
Some of the heavy hitters are here tonight media-wise. I see Sean Patrick Bowley's tweeting from here tonight. Channel 3 stopped in to take pictures. Dan Murphy's here. I mean, come on. Looking to throw. On 3rd down, deep ball right side. He's got separation off the fingertips. Thompson had it right down near the 10. That pass a little long, but he got underneath it, thought he could pull it in.
It's a little long, but it hits him in both hands. You've got to catch that football. He's got to step on the defender down the sideline. If he makes that catch, it's a touchdown.
And the defender being Noah Steele, who's outstanding in his own right. 5'10 senior defensive back, but he just used his speed to break away. And the Blue Devils intend to punt.
West Haven had a good drive going there, but it just stalls out at midfield. I mean, the good thing for them is they're punting from midfield, so they should be able to ping Greenwich back here.
Good snap, steps up. Ooh, there was pursuit in the backfield, but able to get the punt off. Takes a roll, a positive roll for West Haven, down all the way to the 15-yard line. That is about a 33-yard punt with no return. A timeout on the field, 2:04 remaining. in the first quarter in Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. I mentioned some of the history between these two because they always have a battle. Cardinals are 1-3 against West Haven since 2002. That, of course, was the Class LL championship game at Kennedy Stadium in Bridgeport. Phil Banks, 60 yards to the house, 20-14 late after the Cardinals came back and tied it up on a dramatic touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter. But there's been more drama between these two teams.
There's drama almost every week in the FCAC, isn't there? Or in Class LL?
Yeah, that's safe to say. So Greenwich starting deep in their own end. First down pass out to the near side is complete and hit immediately. Blake Martin was the receiver, but he got knocked out of bounds almost immediately. I believe it was LaFortune who made the stop. Martin, 5'11", senior receiver. And it was Rui Da Silva, actually, who made the stop. I beg your pardon. But they had it covered perfectly, and there's a perfect wall in my line of sight of that.
Yeah, new receiving core this year because of all the seniors graduating. Blake Martin is one of those guys who Greenwich feels like can really step up and be a wide receiver one for this team this season.
It was a two-yard completion, so second and eight. D'Angelo stays in shotgun, takes it on a bob. Here comes Lopez to power forward, maybe for two out near the 20-yard line, but jammed right up. Cavani Daniels made the stop. You can tell Greenwich is trying to penetrate that front line.
It's about pounding the interior defensive line and trying to wear them down with the run game.
Third and seven at their own 19. 48 remaining first quarter. Greenwich up 14-0. And the Cardinals seeing something they don't like. They're going to burn a timeout. After that 2002 game, it was a while before the two played again. Cardinals and West Haven then played the next time in 2013 at Cardinal Stadium, a game that took 2 days to complete. They tried playing it on a Thursday night, but it rained cats, dogs, and thunder and lightning. The minute you get to thunder and lightning, the officials say, "Drive safe, everyone. We will try it again." I believe the game was into the second half at that point, so they suspended it. Teams had to come together again on a Sunday and finish it up. Cardinals had to come from behind to get the win, and we had to run the broadcast on tape delay, and 11 years later, I'm still salty about it. That we had to tape the end of that game, and it was a classic. Greenwich won 22-21 on a late Jose Mello touchdown run. That was in 2013. They played here in 2014, and West Haven won it easily, 35-22, before last year's matchup in the semifinals, 26-13 in favor of West Haven. Now on third down, the pass comes out to the near side, and it is incomplete. Intended on the sideline for Lopez, but Greenwich with the poor field position, they'll go three and out.
Yeah, there wasn't much there on that pass. Even if he makes the catch, he's well short of the first down.
So with 38 seconds remaining, and Kvaratskhelia will act as the punter. Punt on the way. Here it comes. Low line drive, end over end, taking a bounce. Cardinals surround it down near the 46-yard line. 34-yard punt with no return. Let's see about the laundry on the turf. And a fairly new turf here, in fact. The turf has been changed a few times over the years. Originally a grass facility when it was built in the 60s in this 5,000 seat stadium, renovated in 1989, putting a sand filled turf in with AstroTurf in 2001. And it'll be a block in the back against West Haven. Second penalty against them. The They put AstroTurf in 2001, synthetic turf in 2009, and then this latest turf, 2023. But you've dealt with hurricanes and a lot of weather off of the Sound, and that'll cause some headaches. 29 seconds remaining in the first. Conlin will take on first down, and he does give it off. Checking back in, that's Mercer. And Mercer able to tumble forward. Big push on the far hash.
Number 17 behind us, Mercer on the run.
And they get him a gain of, let's call it 2, second and 8. And that will be the end of quarter number 1. Greenwich grabs a 14-0 lead after one quarter of play as the drive begins for 2024. After one, Greenwich 14, West Haven nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
We start quarter number 2 here at Ken Strong Stadium. Rob Adams and Dan Murphy with you. I want to send a hello, by the way, to the voice of the Westies, Steve Dargan. He's home and he's listening, I was told. So the boys in the booth wanted to give him a shout-out to say hello, and we are happy to oblige. So,
hello there, young man. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast.
Enjoy it, settle in, and let's have some fun. Second quarter begins with the Cardinals leading 14-0, and it's Conlin trying the right side, and then he tumbles forward. Had a bit of a hole right up the seam as he'll take it along the hash marks and get near the 45-yard line. It's a gain of about 6.
Yeah, I think that was 6 yards after contact, right? He kind of dragged a couple of defenders along for the ride on that one. It sets up a third and short here.
Third and, yeah, let's call it a yard. So third and a yard coming up with the ball sitting right on the West Haven 45. They will go back to Mercer, and boy, does he find a big hole, and he exploits it into Cardinal territory, falling down across midfield. They will put him near the Greenwich 47-yard line. It'll be a first down.
Yeah, that's what West Haven wants to do. They want to open up those holes between the tackles, and the running backs can get through, and that's exactly what happened on this one.
And I'll beg your pardon, because I guess his knee hit much earlier. They put him at the Greenwich 49.
First and 10 for the Blue Devils from the Cardinals 49.
Ball right on the Blue Devil at midfield. Conlin with two in the backfield, receivers to each side. He'll try a sweep along the near side, and that is going nowhere with Harris.
Number 6.
Harris got pummeled by Max Marek. It'll be a loss of 2. And Jack Kelly in there as well.
Jack Kelly's been flying all over the field so far tonight, hasn't he? He's been in on just about every play, I think.
They keep him busy.
Second and 12 for the Blue Devils from their own 49.
Apparently our shout-out was heard. Second and 12. I won't say what was said. As Conlin looks to throw, and he does throw to the 45. He finds a man trying to make a move is Camacho. And Adam Camacho taken down right there. Still well short of a first down, Dan, but he will be marked at the 46. So only a gain of 3.
Yeah, setting up about 3rd and 7 here, I would say.
West Haven trying to get the offense going. They'll work from the far hash.
And
that West Haven blue and white with the silver helmet. Two receivers out to the left, two near side right. Conlin flips it off the back foot. Left side has a man. That'll be more than enough for a first down as it went to Corian Harris.
Yeah, Greenwich brought pressure on that one. They brought the blitz, but he was able to get it out of his hands quick, and the receiver was open down the left side there.
Short pass is working, but it works to get them down to the 34-yard line. That was a gain of 12. Far hash, three receiver setup, play fake out to the right side, complete again. Para all over the receiver as it was caught by Dixon. And they will get him to the 31 for a gain of 3.
Gain of 3 on the play makes it 2nd and 7 Blue Levels from the Cardinals. 31.
Eighth play of this drive coming up. 9:07 remaining in the first half. Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. Two receivers go to each side. Conlon into shotgun. Looks like he puts Mercer alongside him in the backfield, and they blow a whistle at the snap with a flag down across the way for a procedural penalty.
False start against West Haven.
Penalties that drive coaches crazy 101.
Yes, they do. Six-state championships for West Haven going all the way back to 1968, then 1972, 86, 87, and 89, and then 2002. The last one won under, of course, the great Ed McCarthy, who passed away earlier this year, and they honored Coach McCarthy before the game tonight with a moment of silence. Was one of the great coaches in Connecticut history. Looking to throw his Conlon out to the left side, and that pass was high for LaFortune. He makes the catch, but now it's ruled incomplete as he got hit hard, and I believe that was Para coming in, and boy, isn't that just like a Para to bring the hit.
Boy, that, and they're fortunate that was incomplete too, because that would have been a loss of yardage, or you know, if he was looking for the football there, that could have been an interception going the other way.
So it's going to set up 3rd and 12. 8:29 remaining in the first half. Trips to the left. One near side right. Noah Steele, the defender, on the near side. And the shotgun snap taken. Back to throw. Conlon has time. Now breaks away. Steps back. Rolls out to his left. Still a lot of time. He's all alone. Tucks it away. Threading and looking. And now he's hit and thrown down at the 45. Justin Carroll, the sophomore, comes in and gets him.
That's a coverage sack right there. There's no place for him to throw the football down the field. I think he wanted to go to the right sideline with it, but it was covered there, and he just was not able to find anybody down the field.
And again for West Haven, they're starting to get things going, and then it kind of falls apart a little bit.
Yeah, you are seeing some things from this West Haven offense the last couple of drives that you like. But, you know, when you keep getting in third and long and all that, that's just not, that is not a recipe for success against a team like Greenwich.
Looks like Greenwich has taken a timeout. John Nash tweeting, New Canaan up 7-0 on Maloney. That game coming in from Meriden.
Are we going to start the Rob Adams Memorial Scoreboard? Or whatever we want to call it. We have all season to come up with a name for it if you want.
Was it my son who told you to call it the Memorial Scoreboard?
I came up with that one on my own. Do not take this out on Sean when you get home.
I will not take it out on Sean.
Hi, Sean, if you're listening.
I can assure you one thing. He is not.
Well, he's not down in Greensboro, is he?
No, he is not down in Greensboro with the Hudson Valley Renegades.
That's a score to pay attention to.
But we are going to keep an eye on that score because it's determines whether I'm working next week or not.
Uh-huh. Determines whether I'm going to the ballpark next week.
The Yankees High A affiliate in the South Atlantic League Divisional Championship. They won game one, lost game two last night, trying to advance to the league championship. We'll get a score on that one as the punt on the way. One deep for the Cardinals, back down near the 10. And here is that punt stepping up. It'll be taken by Lopez at the 16. And there was no room for him to move. Excellent punt coverage by West Haven. And the tackle made by Caleb Oakes.
Yeah, I know it's early in the season, but it's, you know, young man is going to be fine this year. It's all right, but it's okay to call for a fair catch, too.
First and 10 for the Cardinals from their own
See if Greenwich can get back on track here offensively on this drive.
And with 7.5 remaining in the first half, and that ball knocked away.
And just as I said that, that was very nearly a tipped interception. They were fortunate that that ball landed in no man's land.
So the Cardinals will do it again at their own 19-yard line. 7:27 remaining in the first half. Greenwich up 14-0. Two first quarter touchdowns for the Cardinals. D'Angelo in shotgun takes, tucks it immediately, tries to bust up the middle, pushing the pile. He'll get to the 25, and we'll see if they leave him there. But the gang tackle right there with Dembele in the middle of it.
That's an impressive run because it looks like he's stopped after about a one-yard gain, but the physicality to push the pile forward gets him another 3-4 yards, I would say.
Give him a gain of 7, 6.5, bringing up what would be a 3rd and 3.
This is a more manageable 3rd down, right? 3rd and 4 and closer. You can do a lot more out of the playbook here.
Two receivers out to the right for D'Angelo. One in the backfield, looks like Lopez. It is. Lopez takes it, runs right into a wall, and they stack him up. They'll give him a yard, but that's it. And so now the Cardinals are kind of stumbling a little bit offensively. They're going to go 3 and out also.
It does feel like the game has stabilized a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
This is kind of the game that we were expecting at the opening kickoff. A lot of physicality, running the football, and not a whole lot of scoring, at least not early on. Remember, it was 6-6 at the halftime in the playoff game
a year ago.
That's
right. West Haven took control in the second half. Good snap with time. Gets into it. A high spiraling punt. Fair catch called for. Takes a bounce. Cardinals chasing this one all the way inside the 20. And it looks like they'll mark it at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, they chased it down because they weren't sure if the West Haven receiver touched it, but he did not. But it, because he didn't, that game that flips the field. So West Haven's going to be starting inside their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, they will start at the 19. Conlon has not thrown the ball much. In fact, both teams have really tried to run more than anything. From left to right, go the Blue Devils. Trips out to the left, one to the right.
Yeah, both teams really said coming in that they liked the strength of their offensive lines.
As usual, going from shotgun. Breaking one tackle. Here's Mercer. And he'll get close to 9. As he goes across the 25, they're going to mark him. Ooh, give him 9, right to the 28-yard line. 2nd and 1 yard. They got to get past the 29 for a first down. Trips out to the left. Play action out to the left side. That's complete. Breaking the tackle. Camacho, he'll have a first down.
If you haven't seen a lot of the short passing game so far tonight, but you can see if they're going to incorporate more of that into the game plan here. Because if they can get the running game cooking, that opens up that passing game a little bit more.
It's a gain of 7. 4:49 remaining, clock running, first half. Ball on the far hash, 2 receivers to each side. Conlon to the left, completes it. It's Dixon. Dixon using a little shake and bake to get near the 39. Chase Anesta, the defender for the Cardinals. Give him 2. Give him 3, in fact. I agree with the PA announcer. He's doing a good job. 2nd and 7. At the West Haven 39, Cardinals rushing 4. Bobble snap, Conlon picks it up, fire drill. He steps away, runs to his left, flag down. Still running, just throws a seed, and it's incomplete as he was trying to find Mercer.
This is going to come back for a hold.
And I will tell you what, the Cardinals not committing penalties, and I know someone's going to say, oh, Rob, you just jinxed it, but, you know, you're used to that being the Cardinals often being like the old Oakland Raiders teams, the most penalized teams all the time. Not the case so far here tonight.
Yeah, well, we know that they love to play aggressive on defense. That's one of their calling cards, and we've certainly seen a lot of that so far tonight.
4 minutes remaining in the first half.
I think they're still deciding what they're going to do with the penalty here. Were they going to accept it or...
They declined the penalty. So we'll take that one off the count. Still three penalties for West Haven here in the first half. Cardinals with a timeout remaining. Third and seven. Conlon bounces out to the left side as he ran it up the gut, and he's not going to get much more. He might have tumbled toward Von Velakis, who helped make the stop right near the 39.
Yeah, there was nowhere for him to go. He faked it to the near side. That's where he wanted to go, but nothing was there, so he cut back across and tried to find some room on the far side, but Greenwich read that play perfectly. And another West Haven drive stalls.
And the fifth straight punt in this game. By the way, thanks to Mr. Von Velakis, he brought us some...
Oh, that's who that was.
Yeah, some okay. Nice rosters on the lanyards before the game.
Very cool.
So that's always handy to have. Punt team on. Lopez waiting at the 25. High snap, minimal pursuit, gets the punt away, low line drive. Taken on the run, it's bobbled, and this falls right toward West Haven, and they've got it. Talk about something they needed. They needed a break, and they will get the ball down near the Cardinal 35-yard line. As it sounds like it was Yusef Turner on the recovery. They'll mark it at the 39.
Yeah, we talked a little earlier about balls hitting receivers in the hands and not being able to corral them. This is another example of that. He has it. He's got it lined up, and it just, for whatever reason, he can't corral it. And it's a free-for-all for the football at that point. And this is the kind of play that can really switch the momentum in a football game. Let's see if West Haven can take advantage.
And this will start at the Greenwich 39-yard line following the turnover. Conlon looking, home run ball, deep drop, rolls out to his right. Still rolling now, he tucks it. 40, around the end, 35-30, takes a push from behind, shoved out of bounds. They will mark him on the sideline for a first down. They will get him all the way near the 22, and they're still walking. Let's see where they're going to mark him in the end. They're going to mark him near the 25.
Good enough for a Blue Devil first down.
It's a gain 14.
First attempt for West Haven.
2:54 remaining first half. Still a lot of time and two timeouts for West Haven. Conlon going with a five-wide receiver set now as he empties the backfield. Takes the shotgun snap, looking to his right, drills it right, incomplete. Trying to use a little momentum, but he threw it a little wide for Thompson.
He runs a short stick pattern out toward the sideline there. Throws just a little bit offline, but it's offline in the good direction. It's okay for it to be out of bounds. It's not okay to be thrown back in the direction of the defender.
Conlon was 20 of 28 in the state championship for 201 yards and a pair of touchdown passes. He ran for a score as well in that 21-20 loss last year. He is one of the 50 to watch in this 2024 season. On the near hash, second and 10 at the Greenwich 25. He takes deep drop, sets it up right side. Looks like he has a completion, but it's a short one, if anything, out to Harris. In fact, I think it's no gain as he was on the sideline.
Yeah, they went right back to Harris on that one. This time the throw is on the money, but again, a minimal gain there.
So let's just call it third and 10 and keep it simple with 2:45 remaining in the first half.
This is a big play coming up for West Haven. I would imagine this is four down territory, kind of being in no man's land, but a lot of what happens on this play will dictate your fourth down call.
Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. West Haven sends troops left. one near side right. Conlon in the backfield with Harris as he drops. He looks, he rifles it. He gets a man. It's LaFortune who tumbles forward past Jack Carroll. And they'll move the ball to the 21-yard line. It is a gain of 9. 8.5.
Fourth and 1 for West Haven.
So call it. Yeah, it's a solid 1. Long 2 at most. Two receivers each side. Conlon shotgun. Harris alongside of him. Cardinals will rush 4. We hit 2 minutes remaining in the first half. And a timeout, West Haven.
It's a good timeout to take there. This is a pretty big play. I said the last play was a big play. This is a little bit bigger play because now it's fourth down. But yeah, you feel like this is a must-score drive for West Haven.
This has been a bit of a house of horrors for Greenwich. We told you about the loss here to West Haven back in 2014, but we mentioned the state championship games. They lost one here, falling 22-8 to Dan Orlovsky and Shelton in 2000. They lost 26-9 to New Britain in 2001, and New Britain got them again, 39-34 in a shootout right here in 2004. That was a game that a lot of people thought the Cardinals were completely outmanned, and, you know, there are no moral victories. You lose by 5, you still lost, but, man, the Cardinals made that a fascinating night here.
Always an interesting experience coming here, you know, whether it's Greenwich or anybody else. You know, West Haven is a very interesting venue to play at. Great crowd tonight. The atmosphere is just outstanding coming in here from the parking lot this evening.
Fourth and a yard. They go heavy up front. It's Conlon who got stuffed, but able to spin out of that because getting him first was Kelly. There is apparently a flag down as he tumbled to the Greenwich 14.
And we'll check this penalty here.
It's coming over, I think, from the far side, if I'm seeing correctly, but maybe not. No, I see the flag now. I'm sorry. Right near the line of scrimmage. Well, referee's going to tell us the news one way or the other. A chop block against West Haven.
But that is just a killer penalty. You know, you have enough for the first down on that run. Conlon's very good at running it himself, and there's just no need for that kind of play, you know.
Obviously, the Cardinals accept the penalty, as the ball will be moved all the way back. And they will put that down at the 29. 15-yard penalty. Penalty number 4 on the night. I didn't realize I had a tweet for me of bad memories. My apologies to those whom I am upsetting with the trip down memory lane. Fourth down, looking to throw. The drop, stepping out. To his left, to his right, tucking it. Conlon breaks it, rumbles, gets taken down near the 21. Conlon can give you all kinds of indigestion, but Justin Carroll makes the stop. And a turnover on downs.
Turnover on downs. Again, nobody open downfield for him to throw the football to. He almost gets out of it, running back through the middle there. But Greenwich defense able to chase him down. And again, another missed opportunity here for West Haven.
So with 1:23 remaining in the first half, it'll be Greenwich ball at their own 21-yard line.
And that one really hurts for West Haven because you get basically free field position with the fumble on the punt return. You know, your offense was kind of getting going a little bit there last couple of drives, but they just were not able to finish things out.
On your bingo card tonight, did you have a Joe Carter jersey showing up? A Blue Jays Joe Carter jersey.
Well, he's wearing blue, so he must be a supporter of the home team.
He's got the hat and everything. Looks sharp. All right, first down for the Cardinals. It's D'Angelo to start it. Moving the pile forward as he just tucks it and runs for about 3.
I think Greenwich will be content to get to the half here.
And boy, they're giving him a favorable spot. 1 minute remaining, first half. Greenwich with a timeout. And I agree with Dan. They look pretty content to run out the clock. For Kerry Gavin, who tweeted at me, I will say this. Not only bad memories for you, and I try to never have a rooting interest, but I felt like I was bad mojo for you guys. It took a long time for the Cardinals to win one of those championship games with me on the microphone as a handoff goes left side and rumbled and piled on is Lopez. He'll lose yardage as Dembele makes the stop with 23 remaining in the first half. Clock down to 15.
Man, it doesn't look like they want to snap again here in the first half. That's all right.
No, that will be the case. Cardinals are heading to the sideline. We're down to two, and the first half is going to come to an end.
And that's the end of the second quarter.
Greenwich had a 14-0 lead after one. It stays that way as we hit halftime here at Ken Strong Stadium in West Haven. Our halftime score, Greenwich 14, West Haven nothing. Sean Kilkelly's got the halftime extravaganza for the first time this year. And then Dan and I return for the second half. 14-0 Greenwich. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry. And I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hi, this is Steve Longo, Greenwich High Class of 2001. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments, we cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income. Crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds, LLC, is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope. There's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly clear for tonight. Areas of fog overnight in the upper 50s, continuing into tomorrow morning, but becoming sunny through mid-morning in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear, a touch warmer in the upper 50s to near 60, with fog continuing through Sunday morning, becoming sunny around 80. Then more sunshine for Monday and Tuesday around 80, increasing cloudiness for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
You're listening to the Sports Voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this warm Friday night. And Greenwich with the 14-0 lead over West Haven. We'll get back out to the guys in a few minutes from now for third quarter action. Taking a look at college football, there's one game on tap tonight. That is number 20, Arizona, on the road at number 14, Kansas State. Tomorrow, it's Oklahoma State traveling to Tulsa. That game gets underway at noon. Arizona State on the road at number 17, Michigan. Alabama, number 4th in the nation. They are at Wisconsin. LSU at South Carolina. Missouri, they are home to Boston College. That's a 12:45 start. And Miami of Florida, they host Ball State. That game underway at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Ducks, Oregon, on the road at Oregon State, 3:30 start. Number 15, Oklahoma, they are at home against Tulane. Notre Dame travels to Purdue. And Utah at Utah State. Ole Miss at Wake Forest. Texas at home to University of Texas at San Antonio. Northern Iowa, they travel to Nebraska tomorrow night at 7:30. Also tomorrow night, number one team in the nation, the Georgia Bulldogs, they are at Kentucky. Tennessee, they host Kent State tomorrow night at 7:45. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals have a 14-0 lead over West Haven. And turning to baseball, in about 10 minutes from now, the Red Sox are in the Bronx to take on the Yankees. And the Mets, they are at the Phillies, that game just underway. Elsewhere in MLB, Cards at the Blue Jays, Rays at the Guardians, Braves hosting the Dodgers, Chicago White Sox at home against the A's, Reds at the Twins, Rockies at home against the Cubs. That game will get underway at 9:40 tonight. Angels hosting the Astros. That also gets underway at 9:40 later on. Brewers at the Diamondbacks, Mariners at home against the Rangers, Padres, they're on the road against the Giants. That game will get underway at 10:15 this evening. Nats at home against the Marlins. Kansas City, they visit Pittsburgh, and the Baltimore Orioles, they're in Detroit to take on the Tigers. Taking a look at some Connecticut high school football action. Of course, right here it is, the Greenwich Cardinals at halftime, two touchdowns ahead with a 14-0 lead over West Haven. Simsbury and Newington, they are scoreless at the end of one quarter of play. Sheehan at Griswold, that game also scoreless midway through the first quarter. New Canaan has a 7-0 lead over Maloney. That game is midway through the second quarter. Guilford and Fitch, they are scoreless in the first. Kennard and Pomperog, no score in the first quarter. Lyman Hall hosting East Haven. They are just underway in that one, scoreless. And Tolland at Plainville, no score, second quarter. Bloomfield at Rocky Hill, they are also scoreless. and Fairfield Prep, they have a 14-0 lead over Southington that game with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lewis Mills and Montvale, they are knotted up at 14, end of one quarter of play. New Britain, they have a lead against McMahon, 35-6. They are just underway in the second quarter. And Manchester holding a 15-0 lead at home against Danbury. That game is with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Some other games, Windsor 12, East Hartford 6. They are just underway in the second. Killingly, they defeated Stonington 68-16, and also Hill House beating Platte Tech 49-7. Bristol Eastern over Avon 27-0, and it's Oxford over Wilby 13-6, that game a final. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals with a 14-0 lead over West Haven. We'll take a timeout and take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever, hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Friday night. Pretty warm night. They have the heat going in the studio, which is great. We'll take a look at Section 1 football over in Westchester County, Westchester and Rockland. Pearl River beating Hen Hud last night 42-13. That was the lone game last night over in Section 1. And full slate of games tonight. As Rye, they are on the road at Ramapo. That game is early in the first quarter, no score. Brewster at Lakeland. North Rockland, they have a 17-0 lead over Arlington. That game just getting underway in the second. Some other games tonight, Scarsdale at Mamaroneck. Poughkeepsie trailing at Walter Panis, 36-6. That game with a minute to go in the first half. Bronxville beating Pleasantville, 15-7. That game in the second quarter. Putnam Valley at Greeley. Valhalla hosting Tuckahoe. Yorktown on the road at Powerhouse Somers. Somers number one in Section 1. Byram Hills at Pelham Memorial. John Jay, they travel to Carmel. Ossining at home against White Plains High School. Hastings visiting Dobbs Ferry. Fox Lane traveling to Mayapack. Suffern hosting New Rochelle. And Pauling on the road against Pine Plains. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals, they have a 14-0 lead over West Haven. And taking a look at baseball as they are just underway in the Bronx. No score between the Yankees and the Red Sox. We'll keep an eye on that game as that goes along this evening. Mets and the Phillies. Mets in Philadelphia tonight. And we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Royals at the Pirates. Scoreless. Rays at the Guardians. We'll take a timeout and then get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups, weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach, social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities which focus on mind, body, and spirit include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com. You spend a lot to insure your car at home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at greenwichinsurance.com. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Friday night. Greenwich Cardinals have a 14-0 lead over West Haven as we get set to start the third quarter. We'll send it out to Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Much back here at Ken Strong Stadium, 14-0 Cardinals, as Sean told you, and great to hear all those high school scores. By the way, a big tip of the cap to Oxford getting an opening night win. I got to work in Oxford over the summer. They had me come up and do some Cal Ripken baseball there, a great town, and they really got hit hard by what they were calling that once-in-a-thousand-year storm of roughly a month ago, Dan, and a great opening night win for that program.
Yeah, it was really devastating what happened to that whole area of Southwest Connecticut, but, you know, there is one thing that can help lift a community up while they're trying to recover and get themselves back on their feet, and that is sports, and so it's really good to see Oxford coming out of the gate with a win.
Great, great positive stories out of it. The team came together to go clean out a resident's house, and, you know, a very emotional process, but great to see the entire football team basically went out and did that. A few sad notes we need to pass along. We mentioned Ed McCarthy earlier, the former West Haven coach, but I want to mention a couple of Greenwich ties that we've lost really in the past couple of months. And the first name I want to mention is a little more emotional for me because I knew him quite well, and you, many of you knew him as well. And that's George Chelwick, who we lost back in May. At the age of 98, and we know George, we know Nancy, we know the family, and George and Nancy were on top of the press box for 40 years filming Cardinal football. Every game they were up there, and then after they stopped doing the games, they still came up to see Chris and I all the time in the booth, and constantly Nancy would be knocking on the press box door with a bag full of Kit Kat bars and always saying, George says hello. He'd be sitting in the stands. We'd go see him. I'd call him the boss. He'd say, hey, guy, how are you? And he'd be listening, always listening. And the Cardinals did a great job. The captains and Coach Morello all at his funeral in May when we all remember George, and just a lovely, wonderful man, and we miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot this season. And then the other name I want to mention, and that's, you know, certainly not trying to take one over the other or anything like that, but the sad passing of Will Salibi earlier this week, who died in what was a wrong-way traffic accident on the Hutch. He was driving, I believe, southbound, and a car came at him northbound. Obviously, there was some bad stuff going on with the driver, but Will Salibi, who was a Greenwich High School graduate, played football with Steve Young, I believe a 1980 graduate, as a matter of fact, and I know that one, you know, the Salibis are well known in Greenwich, and that one hit the town pretty hard as well. So I wanted to take a moment and remember both Will Salibi and George Chelwick, both taken from us, and our hearts going out to all. As we get ready for the second half, and you know, it's nice to be able to get through those words and not have a home run go to left. So I guess we can put a smile back on all that. Nothing will be making it a 4-0 ball game, but it is a 14-0 ball game here as we get ready for the second half.
Kind of feels like this first half we watched two different games in a way.
It did.
It started out very quick on the Greenwich side, very aggressive. Boom, they're up 14-0 halfway through the first quarter. And since then, we've kind of watched a different kind of game, which has tended more towards West Haven's favor as far as ball movement. No points since the middle of the first quarter, but I do think that West Haven has had more success moving the football since then. total yards are pretty even between the two teams. West Haven 117 to Greenwich is 89. Of course, those yards for Greenwich came really on those first two drives. And since then, Greenwich has not gotten much going on offense. You can bet that Coach Morello at halftime is telling his guys, look, you know, we've got a 14-0 lead, but break it open. You know, keep tacking on points. You know, it's very important because, I mean, again, this game was tight in the second half last year, and West Haven was able to make a run, and I'm sure that's fresh in his mind. And if you're on defense for Greenwich, you know, defensive coordinator Brian Hochter has done a really good job in this first half. The players have really stepped up, especially the secondary. We thought that the secondary would be a strong point for Greenwich's defense this season, and that certainly seems to be the case, at least in this game to this point. Keep doing what you're doing on defense if you're Greenwich.
And you're getting the ball. The weather, by the way, we started at 76 degrees under clear skies. The wind out of the south at 3, gusting to 6. Humidity 66%. And the chance of precipitation, I always love saying, a big, fat 0. So that is good news. I heard some of what Sean was reading off. Brunswick leading Cheshire Academy, halftime of that one, 16-0. That's the other game I could be at right now. And Ludlow all over NFA, 47-0 at halftime. Sean Saylor, of course, tweeting that note out. Cardinals will get the ball to start.
You didn't mention the most important score of all, and that is down in Greensboro, North Carolina. The Hudson Valley Renegades taking on the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Game 3, the deciding game of their playoff series. Hudson Valley leading 1-0 in the top. For the third.
You want to listen to an interesting broadcast? Listen to Greensboro's broadcast. With all due respect to Joe Vasile and the Renegades broadcast, here's the second half kickoff. It'll be taken on the near side at the 14, and boy, that's a burst of steam from Noah Steele out to the 34-yard line. He busted it. And for a moment, there was quite a wide ocean in front of him. It closed down, though.
He did have some running room, though, and that's a good return coming out of the half. Number 84, Bobby Stanley, and the return for Greenwich.
So the Cardinals will get the ball to start at their own 35-yard line. From right to left they go in the white uniforms with the red numbers. You play in the white helmet without the decals in the scrimmages. Four receivers stacked out to the right, but now they've got those Cardinals on each side of the helmet. And the pass went to the right side. Looked like Lopez took it. Lopez moving forward. Lopez still forward. He'll get into West Haven territory at the 49-yard line. Looking like a gain of 16.
Yeah, they stack four receivers to the far side there, and they're counting on the receivers to get those blocks down the field, and that's what happened on that screen pass.
Greenwich going with a little bit of tempo. First and 10 at the West Haven 49-yard line. They lead by 14. It'll be D'Angelo running forward, has an opening, pushes, and he'll get close to 9, depending on the spot, down near the 41. Give him 8. And second and 2.
And that's basically the same formation, except flipped around. The four receivers are to the near side, and D'Angelo just calls his own number. They're looking for the screen outside, and he just takes it up the middle for a big gain.
I expect Brunswick to have a very big year, so them putting a 16-0 lead on Cheshire Academy does not surprise me. Although Cheshire Academy gave them fits last year, they lost a close one there. Back to throw, stepping left. It's D'Angelo in trouble. He's going the wrong way. He is sacked back near the 45-yard line. They got, it was Dembele and Tyrone Stevenson both on the stop.
Yeah, good penetration on that play by West Haven, especially their defensive ends closing down the pocket, not leaving him anywhere to go.
It was a loss of 6. So let's make it 3rd and 6 at the 45. 10:20 remaining third quarter. And a flag flies.
Somebody jumped.
And it's going to go against West Haven.
Now, we have all season to go through the list, so there's no need to do it in this game, but this is another installment of penalties that drive coaches crazy one-on-one. You have 3rd and 6, 3rd and long, basically, and you give Greenwich a free 5 yards that makes it 3rd and 1.
Fairfield Prep off to a terrific start on Southington, too. A lot of people said Fairfield Prep would be excellent this year. Finmar Beloy with a touchdown in that one. And here comes D'Angelo on the right side. He'll have a first down and more.
You know, there are certain teams that every year they're always in the mix, right? Like Fairfield's a name that Staples comes up a lot. You know, even Greenwich comes up a lot
sure.
in conversations. So I expect the main key players that you always hear about to always get off to good starts and be in the mix come Thanksgiving.
And with the playoff situation, one loss does not kill your season anymore. It has changed quite a bit. Two receivers near side left, one out to the right, one in the backfield. It'll be a handoff. Off the right side, Lopez, but not Dembele all over him right at the line of scrimmage. It's no gain, second and 10.
Yeah, the running game, when it's not been a D'Angelo calling his own number, has not really gained a whole lot of footing in this football game. West Haven has been able to bottle him up.
Second and 10 at the West Haven 37-yard line, 14-0 Greenwich. It's a keeper, and it's broken up. Now turned right back, back to the outside. It's D'Angelo around the edge. Boy, he was able to turn that into something because he was stuffed in the backfield.
He was
able to get something.
He was dead to rights about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but he somehow turned that into about a 3-yard gain.
Two maybe, but that's about it. All things considered, pretty remarkable.
Well, I'll take plus two over minus 10.
Absolutely true. 8:40 to go, third quarter. Greenwich up 14-0. On what will be a third and 7, maybe a long 8. At the West Haven 35. And clock stopped on the field, so I think we got a timeout, although I didn't see an indication. Oh, no, now we've got, I see a player on the far side. It is just sitting on the turf for a moment, being tended to. So we get a break in the action with 8:40 to go in the third.
Yeah, if you're West Haven on defense, you know, this is your first time on the field the second half. This is a huge play for them coming up here, I think. Not just for them, the unit, but in this football game in general.
The injured player up and moving. And Cavani Daniels running off on his own power. Good to see. By the way, the New Haven Gridiron Club Hall of Fame had their induction ceremony a few days ago, and among those being honored, Sean Patrick Boley, Game Time CT. And Sean's a good dude. He and I have... And, you know, he'll debate with you. He'll, you know, kind of mix it up a bit, and I respect that about him. Just I've always liked Sean quite a bit, so congratulations to him. Some great media people in this state. I know we scuffle from time to time, but I have all the respect in the world for these guys and girls, all the good work they do. Third and a long 8, right back to the ground. Lopez moving, pushing. That's a big push down near the 29. Did he tumble forward enough? Cardinals want to believe it. I'm not sure they're quite there, but they're close.
It's very close. And again, pushing the pile forward, that looked like a 1 or 2 yard gain and turned into 6 or 7. It is going to be 4th and about a yard, it looks like.
But now you like your chances of getting a yard up 14-0, 8:09 to go, third quarter.
Yeah.
Ball at the 27, let's call it.
What does D'Angelo do? Does he call his own number or does he hand it off here?
He's got two receivers out to the left, but to me, that's all window dressing. It's D'Angelo himself who slipped down. That should be enough, though. And based on where I'm seeing the official, he got the yard and a half and more, and it's a first down.
You're exactly right. That's all he needed to get, and that's exactly what he got.
I'm going to give him 2 because I'm not keeping official stats, but you are.
I'm trying over here.
Dan is more official than I am. Let's put it that way.
I'm the civil engineer in the booth, yeah. So you got to have somebody with good numbers.
I'm trying to chart the drive for the first time in my career.
Well, that's okay.
But we're having fun with it. First down for the Cardinals. Clock running down to 7:20 remaining in the third. D'Angelo running to his right. Around the edge. Stops. Might have been a flag thrown. He'll stretch down near the 15. But let's see what's going on. with the penalty. As they are talking it all over. And the Cardinals are walking the other way. But we have yet to see exactly what the call was. It's a hold. To my knowledge, that is penalty number one on Big Red tonight.
I believe you are correct. All right, so you back him up 10 yards here, creating a first and, I'm thinking this is first and 20. That's what it looks like.
Well, the ball gets marked down at the 36. Yeah, I'm going with that. First and 20. Two receivers left, one out to the right. Jumpy on the line, but the handoff does go. Flag is down, so that jump might have worked. It's Lopez hammering forward near the 26. The question is, who moved? The official's talking it over, explaining it. Matthew O'Donnell standing nearby trying to listen in. I'm not sure he liked what he heard. It is going against the Cardinals. Two in a row on Big Red.
So move it back five more.
That is correct.
It's a pretty impressive drive by Greenwich up until this penalty streak that they're on here.
Eight-play drive minus the penalties, but as Dan alluded to, ball all the way back to the 41.
Yeah, now it's first in Bridgeport, so you're really going to struggle here to get this first down.
Guy's a fast learner. He's talking like me. First and 25. O'Donnell starts in motion. Back to throw. Now tucking it away. It's D'Angelo. And he'll stretch with flag down late at the 34.
I think Greenwich wanted a flag for a hit to the head on D'Angelo.
And I think they might have gotten it.
Let's see what the call is here.
That
flag came in very late.
Absolutely did. Let's see. Listening up here in the booth, it sounds like it's a late hit, but let's see.
They're
picking the ball up at the 35.
Yeah, they did call personal foul,
yeah,
so
did. It'll
be 15 yards and first down Greenwich. So after all that.
Penalty number six against West Haven, 6:41 remaining in the third quarter. So it becomes second and five after all that?
If it's a personal foul, it should be a first down,
shouldn't
it? That's
kind of what I was thinking, but, well, Stripes know it better than I do. Second and five. After motion, it'll be run by D'Angelo. Turns it left. Slides down. He did take a hit, but he slid down inside the 15. Regardless, it'll be a first down.
Yeah, these quarterbacks that can run the football and are dual threats like D'Angelo is, it's almost a skill that you have to learn to be able to slide. Get yourself out of harm's way, get yourself away from contact. That's what he did on that one. That's what he's been doing this entire drive.
So the ball goes now to the 13-yard line, where it'll be first and 10. Greenwich on the march, 10th play of the drive. Started back at their own 16, their own 35, I beg your pardon, and the ball on the turf. And D'Angelo climbs right back on it. He tried to pick it up as the snap came in low, and he kind of kicked it and dived right on top of it.
Yeah, it was not a good snap, but he did a good job just to fall on that.
Staples on top of Hamden, 7-0. That's after one quarter. And Xavier, a 13-6 lead on Bunnell.
This is a really good drive, though, for Greenwich. They've already taken up half the third quarter.
It was a loss of four. Second and 14. Back at the 17, D'Angelo looking as he runs to his right, still running, lobs it. That is incomplete.
I think there is a flag down on the far side.
It's intended for Michael Mineo, but I see what you see, a flag at the 18-yard line. 5:08 remaining in kind of a grinded-out, ugly third quarter. And procedure, illegal formation against Greenwich. Well, ball going the wrong way for the Cardinals.
Feels like this drive has kind of gotten stuck where it's at, where the only movement has been on penalty yardage, doesn't it?
Yes. By the way, Dave Fierro tweeting that Matt Colella just caught a touchdown pass at Brunswick, 23-0. The Bruins on top of Cheshire Academy, the Cats. And a shotgun snap taken by D'Angelo. Flips it out to the right in the flat. That'll go out to Lopez. Lopez down near the 15, stretches to the 14. Give him close to 9.
Yeah, he ran the wheel route out there toward the far sideline, and nobody accounts for him. He catches the ball in open field. He's able to fight for a couple extra yardage there to make this third down a bit more manageable.
Joe Capella made the stop with 4:39 remaining in the third. Greenwich up 14-0, but they're looking at what's probably a third and 11.
Third and 11 for Greenwich.
Down near the 14-yard line in West Haven territory. Greenwich moving from right to left on this sticky night here in West Haven.
I said manageable. It is still third and long.
Yeah, sure is. And a timeout will be taken by Anthony Morello. Tony was in good spirits tonight when we talked to him before the game. He was fired up, but when is he not?
Yeah, he's fired up no matter what, isn't he? But no, I thought he was pretty confident. You know, his guys practiced very well all week. They were focused. I mean, you don't need to coach the kids up that well, that much, when you're in a revenge game against, you know, a team as good as West Haven. I always feel like it's easier to motivate a team coming off a loss in a situation like that than it is if you're coming off a win.
And it's not unfair to say this is a little bit of a grudge match that had a not an ugly element to it last year, but definitely there was some grumpiness at Cardinal Stadium between these two squads, and, you know, did not go the way that the Cardinal fans wanted it to that day, 26-13. All the credit to West Haven, and Tony Morello will say it himself. He's in his fifth season, sixth if you count the 7-on-7s, of course, of the COVID year, 37-10 with a state championship.
And of course, that championship coming in 2022.
And a definitive victory over Fairfield Prep up in East Hartford. So for the second year in a row, the Cardinals start the season, the following season, by playing the team that they finished with the previous season. 4:18 remaining, third quarter. Third and 11. Low snap, D'Angelo takes. Running right, tucks right. Now trying to just tuck it away and run with it. He's going to come up well short of the first down. He'll, you know, maybe get a yard or two. As, you know, the wall for West Haven is now forming once again.
Yeah, not much there. If he called his own number, there wasn't a whole lot of room to run there.
Daniels made the stop for West Haven, and out comes Julian Ravina for what would be a 31-yard field goal try. Maybe 30. No, they'll mark it as a 31-yarder from the far hash. Greenwich trying to advance to a 17-point lead.
42, Julian Ravina.
Snap is good. Spot kick up on the way. It is good. I heard whistles, but it is good. So from 31, the Cardinals take a 17-0 lead. 3:29 remaining in the third quarter. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
A 12-play drive taking 8:26 off the clock, and the Cardinals are up 17-0.
12 plays, 56 yards. That's the kind of drive you would love to see if you're on that Greenwich sideline.
That is grinded out football as the kickoff goes high in the air, taken down at the 14-yard line. Strike up the band is moving to the far side. Looked like it was Harris. Harris with a bit of a convoy as he works his way near the 35. Some of the better field position tonight for West Haven outside of the one turnover on the evening.
Yeah, they've generally had good field position to start with, you know, coming off of the miscue by Greenwich on the punt return, and then whether they've played the field position game with Greenwich, they've had pretty good starting position for the most part tonight.
They're going to start at their own 31. On the far hash, Cardinals setting up a four-man rush. Steele on the corner on the near side. They'll match up man-to-man with a receiver on the near side. And the handoff, though, that'll go up the gut, and there's nothing there. A yard or two right up the middle as it was Mercer on the carry.
Number 17,
Johannes Mercer, spelled M-E-R-C-E-R, which is not how you spell Bobby Mercer's last name, for the record. But people spell it that way all the time, and can you tell it drives me nuts?
Very impressed we got a Bobby Mercer reference in.
When it's me, you can always work one in.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
They gave him about two, though. Second and eight. A shotgun snap taken by Conley. Looks to his right, lobs it right. That is caught on near the sideline. Steele able to rough up the receiver right on the sideline. It's Thompson with the catch. Near the 39-yard line, it's a gain of seven.
It's a quick pitch and catch out to the sideline there, running the out pattern. Defender is guarding downfield, so we'll give up that short completion along the sideline. That's going to set up a third and short here.
Yeah, let's call it third and about a half, third and a full yard. At the Greenwich, or at the West Haven 40-yard line with 2.5 remaining in the third quarter. They'll tighten things up with two in the backfield. Conlon will do the play fake, run it himself left side. First down and more. Midfield, 40. 30 in a foot race, and he falls down near the 25-yard line. But Nick Conlon, been waiting to bust it out all night. He does it right there. First down.
That's the kind of big play that West Haven burned Greenwich on in the playoff game last year. Nick Conlon calls his own number here on third and short. Now you flip the field. So, again, West Haven in plus territory here. Let's see if they can come up with some points here.
I counted 33 yards, a first down for Conlon and West Haven. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter as they try to make the comeback. They'll start with the ground again. It's Mercer on ground and pound, and he's thrown down after a yard. Chase Nesta was in the middle of that. Give me yards, second down and nine. 17-0 Greenwich as we come down to the final 90 of quarter number three on opening night. Ball on the far hash.
Very fast-moving third quarter, but this is just the second possession of
exactly.
That quarter.
Exactly. Conlon takes it, goes right back to Mercer, goes up the middle, now turns right, and is taken down. Grabbing him is Kelly.
Solid open field tackle there.
You can't go wrong when you've got the Jacks back there. Kelly and Carroll for a loss. Back to the 28.
Jack Carroll, a team captain, he has been flying around the field so far tonight on that defense.
It'll be third and 12. From the 28, Conlon looking, goes right, has a man, but it's well short as he comes up at the 21-yard line, complete to Thompson.
Quick slant there to the middle of the field, and he's able to come up with it in that open space there. It's going to set up a fourth down and short here. Fourth and three, fourth and four, something like that.
It's at the 21, so yeah, it's at least four. And I agree with trying to get a play in before the end of the third quarter. He does take it. Conlon looking. Going for it in the end zone. He had a man and off the fingertips. It was Thompson, 8 yards deep in the end zone, incomplete.
Hit him in the hands, Rob. You know, that throw may have been a little too high, but if it hits you in the hands, that's one that you should come up with. And that is, if he comes up with it, that's a touchdown.
I thought that was well thread by Conlon. 13 remaining in the third. Cardinals up 17-0.
So another turnover on downs for West Haven here. You know, again, another big opportunity to get some points here, but not able to cash in.
So Greenwich will start at their own 21. Two receivers out to the right. They'll go to the ground. It's Lopez working for hard yards back to the line of scrimmage. If he got anything more than that, they will give him a yard, and that will be the end of the third quarter. Three in the books. We turn to quarter number four in just a moment with the score. Greenwich 17, West Haven nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Join me on Darby and Friends Monday through Friday, 1230 to 1 every day. Meet and listen to my local friends from Greenwich Library, Sterling Care, Retired Men's Association, Greenwich Harbor Partners, Bruce Museum, Greenwich Hospital. Whether it's art, music, local events, and parties, let my friends become your friends. Join me, Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
We start quarter number four from Ken Strong Stadium, named after the Giants Hall of Famer, Rob Adams, Dan Murphy. Opening night for Dan, but game two in Dan Murphy's Greenwich Cardinal football career. I threw him right into the fire with the Darien game last year, but he is now officially the broadcast partner.
There we go. I want to thank you for bringing me on for this season. It's an honor and a pleasure to step into the broadcast booth with you this season. It's something that I've really been looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to these Friday nights and Saturday nights on the road.
We'll get a Saturday next week as we head to Boyle Stadium. And you will get your first look at the WPA project that is Boyle Stadium. In Stamford, Cardinals and Black Knights. Next Saturday afternoon at 1:12:50 pregame show. Taking a little bit of time to get things ready for quarter number four.
I feel like this has been a game of missed opportunities for West Haven to this point. You know, right down there, fourth down, you have a play you like that the pass goes into the end zone, the receiver not able to bring it in. We saw a play like that earlier in this game.
Ken Strong, who was a West Haven native, born in 1906. And a shotgun snap on second down. Here's D'Angelo finding an opening left side. 40, 45, 50-foot race, 40. He'll duck out of bounds near the West Haven 34, depending on where they mark him. But a big run for MJ D'Angelo and a first down.
And that's the big home run play that we've been looking for him to make on the ground all night. He finally breaks a big one. And this is another one of these backbreaker plays that flips the field around. So now you look up and Greenwich is in plus territory once again, looking for more.
Unofficially 44 yards and a first down. Dan's got those numbers better than I do. Not that the pressure's on you.
No pressure.
Nope, none intended. Two receivers out to the right, one far side left. D'Angelo in shotgun with Lopez alongside of him. Fakes a throw, now tucks it, runs left side 30. He gets to the 29. That would be a gain of 8.
Well, if you're Greenwich here, obviously you want to score more points, right? You want to keep tacking on. But here in this situation, you have a 17-0 lead. Keep running the clock. You know, make the game shorter with every play.
Got to say hi to Laura and Rainey, who were happy that the Doughies are hanging out
with
us. Oh,
yeah.
Here.
Well, you know, we haven't done our shout-out of the week yet, have we?
We have not.
Okay.
But, she commented on the broadcast, said she was tuning in from Maryland.
Well, maybe we'll do that after this play. We'll do it officially.
Ball on the far hash on second down, right back to the ground, and that's how Tony Morello wants to do it. It's Lopez ducking. He'll get a first down.
Yes, my shout-out of the week goes out to Laura and the MD Rhodes crew down in northeastern Maryland. I know they're listening in, so we want to thank them very much for that. Hi, Rainey. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Mike, as well, but I have a feeling more so
well,
it's...
Mike's probably listening, too. What am I talking about?
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Hi, Mike.
I thought he might be watching the Orioles game. What do I know?
You know what? He might be.
10:35 remaining fourth quarter. Jumping on the line, they got back now. The flags do fly.
Let's see who jumped first here.
It'll be on West Haven. And if I'm Rich Boucher, I have to admit, I'd be frustrated because the disparity in penalties has been very strong. Seven penalties now against the Blue Devils, three on Big Red.
Yeah, just a very uncharacteristic performance all around by West Haven to this point in this game. You know, lack of discipline at the line of scrimmage, missed opportunities on offense.
Lopez on a second and five, working forward. He'll get down there to 15, and with the flag, or rather with the arms waving, makes me think the Cardinals might have moved forward for a first down, but let us see. Greenwich up 17-0, and it's a gain of five. It will be a first down. We will not see Cardinal Stadium until week three. And Bishop Hendricken from Rhode Island pays a visit.
I hope you don't forget what Cardinal Stadium looks like.
I drive by it. I could almost walk to it. Shotgun snap on first down. They'll go up the middle. This is Lopez. This is Lopez into the end zone as he breaks through. Touchdown. It's a 16-yard run for Hector Lopez.
Yeah, and you're now in the fourth quarter. You've really worn down that defensive front of West Haven, and this is a run up the gut. He picks up the blocks. He keeps fighting for those yards and breaks out into the secondary for the touchdown.
And the extra point is up and good. Greenwich has improved things. They lead 24-0. We come back to West Haven in just a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football with 9:41 remaining on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Nine-yard drive in 2:32, and they are in control, up 24-0.
I don't know about you, but I don't know that I saw 24-0 coming.
I did not. I absolutely did not.
Number six, Corian Harrison. Number eight, Carrion Hannons on deep for West Haven.
Harrison Hannons, the deep men for West Haven, as they try to get anything going. That is taken near the 12, and that is stacked up near the 19. There are a ton of white jerseys hanging around. And a flag down afterwards. There was a little habeas corpus going on there. A little something extra.
A little push and shove. And I like to think that they were just having a mixer.
The frustration was bound to build.
Yeah, you can definitely sense it. You know, Greenwich has been flying high all night. West Haven is, it feels like they've been bogged down for most of this game, and they just have not been able to get things going.
It's Greenwich picking up a personal foul for 15 yards.
Number 17, 15 yards.
We mentioned Ken Strong, graduated from NYU, was described as a player who could run, block, pass, catch passes, punt, place kick, and play defense with the very best. That's what I think you would call a complete football player. Started his career with the Staten Island Stapletons in 1929. When the Stapletons folded in 1932, he moved over to the Giants and had a long NFL career. First down handoff. It's Mercer right up the middle after the penalty that'll get him out near the 34, but that's a gain of only about a yard. There were a ton of Cardinals there. Crosby Newey among them.
Greenwich has done a good job the second half, really containing Mercer, especially between the tackles, not letting them break outside on these runs.
It is a gain of a yard, second and nine. Have you ever heard of the NFL championship game known as the sneaker game? I don't think I have. Ken Strong played a big part of that. Back to throw. Looking around, it's Conlin able to get that ball away, but it is incomplete as it was intended for Dixon down near the 48-yard line, bringing up a third and nine. 1934 NFL championship game, known as the sneaker game, because it was so icy at the Polo Grounds that the equipment guy for the Giants ran to Manhattan College and got their basketball sneakers. And the Giants played in sneakers the second half and the third quarter, fourth quarter especially, where they scored 27 points. It gave them better traction on the field.
Wow, how about that?
And the Giants won the championship 30-13 over the Monsters of the Midway. Conlin, ready to throw, throws incomplete. Intended for Dixon over the middle near the 47. On coverage for the Cardinals was Chasen Esta.
Chasen Esta's been all over the place. It's the last couple of plays. That last pass, the down prior, he helped break that one up.
And at least at the moment, now it looks like the punt team is coming out for the Blue Devils with 8:44 remaining. But Strong ran for two touchdowns, kicked the field goal in that championship game at the Polo Grounds. 27 in the fourth. His number 50 retired by the Giants as an NFL Hall of Famer and a College Football Hall of Famer as well. So Ken Strong, who I never really highlighted in all the games I've done here, I've never really done the deep dive on him, and quite a player as a timeout is taken by West Haven. And of course, at Greenwich, we know a few football players as well, including that Steve Young guy.
Yeah, that guy, right? Probably the most famous player to come out of Greenwich, right?
I would say so. Obviously, he's a Greenwich High School Hall of Famer, Sports Hall of Famer. New class went in last year, and I was talking with Pat Mediotti, who runs the Greenwich High School Sports Hall of Fame. They will put a new class in every other year, so next year, the class of 25 will be entered into the Hall of Fame at Cardinal Stadium. John Sullivan was inducted last year, and it was a great honor for me to induct him, in fact.
Oh, sure.
I got to broadcast basically all of John's high school career before he went on to Notre Dame, and, of course, a fine career in the NFL. Punt coming from West Haven, punts it away. Fair catch called for at the 35-yard line by Hector Lopez, and the 5'8 junior has been all over the field tonight.
Kind of been a jack-of-all-trades, right?
Absolutely. So Greenwich ball with 8:37 remaining. They are up 24-0. And Greenwich well on their way to 1-0 in what has been a definitive performance.
Well, yeah,
to open the season.
Yeah, I was going to say Greenwich really making a statement tonight.
Ranked number 5 in the game time poll.
You know, and they're playing a good team. West Haven's top 5 preseason. So this is not, you know, just your average football team.
Pass went out to the left side. For Blake Martin. Martin, kind of a quiet night tonight, but the passing game not the star offensively tonight. He did make the catch for a gain of 3.
Yeah, the story of this football game for Greenwich on offense is Mr. D'Angelo calling his own number, running the football, and the timely passes. You know, it's not throwing the football down the field. The running game for Greenwich and the offensive line, that's a big story tonight, and that's something to look out for as we move forward this season.
D'Angelo with two receivers to the near side, but they'll go back to the ground. This looks like Lopez, who is grounding and pounding himself as he moves forward, tumbling across the 45. They'll mark him at the 46. With a flag down, it would be a first down, but let's see about the marker. The marker is back at the 39-yard line. Taking a moment, looks like we got a face mask.
Yeah, adding insult to injury here.
So after that solid run, they did what appeared to be the 5-yard penalty, Dan, to move it to the 49. 7:47 remaining. Two receivers near side right, one out to the left. Cardinals in the all-white tops and bottoms with the red numbers. Basically have kept this look pretty consistently over the past couple of years. Good snap taken, run it right up the middle. Lopez broke right through a pack, moves forward. He'll have another first down. They'll keep running the clock inside the 40-yard line down near the West Haven 37, a gain of 12.
Now Mr. Lopez is going to work, getting those yardage in chunks, breaking tackles, juking around. Another impressive run here on this drive. You know, Greenwich's yards the second half have been virtually all on the ground.
There's one other note I need to pass along, by the way, but give me a moment and I will put that together for you. We mentioned a few people I wanted to salute right at halftime. They'll try the ground again, punch that forward near the 34.
Number one, Hector Lopez on the carry.
It's Lopez. Give him three more to the 34-yard line with 6.5 remaining. I would be remiss if I didn't go back to February and mention Mike Ornato's passing, the legendary Greenwich coach and one of the great Connecticut coaches of all time. A receiver out to the left, two near side right with 6:10 to go from the 34. D'Angelo left side. D'Angelo stays with it. He tumbles forward, and the clock just going to keep moving as the Cardinals are matriculating the ball down the field near the 22.
Yeah, and they're gaining it in chunks. West Haven's defense is starting to look pretty tired. You're seeing players with the hands on the hips.
We'll get an official timeout with the ball put down at the 24 after a gain of 10 and a new first down for the Cardinals. Got to interview Coach Ornato once when the Cardinals went to Naples High School. And, of course, Coach Ornato lived in Marco Island down near Naples, Florida. What a wonderful experience that was in 2007 when really everyone, including me, got to go call that game down in Naples, Florida. Cardinals lost that game as the Eagles jumped out to a big first half lead, but I'll tell you, that was an unforgettable experience.
Nothing, yeah, the Gulf Coast of Florida is pretty nice, isn't it?
Say, nothing like flying down to Fort Myers, grabbing a rental car, and taking
lovely.
A ride. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time. First down at the 14-yard line. That is coming up on 17 years ago, and just the faces that have changed over time makes you think. Cardinal drive continues. They're at the 24. Cardinals have switched things up in the backfield, and a handoff gets rattled. It was Lopez as Brando Craven has come on, 6-foot junior at quarterback.
That is one of the things that's very interesting about high school football is that it is the same team, right? It's the Greenwich Cardinals, but you have the turnover every year.
Every year.
And as I said, 36 seniors graduated last year, so all new basically all new starters on both sides of the ball. The more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
24-0 Greenwich, two receivers near side right, one out to the left, right back to the ground. It's Lopez, and the junior continuing to do good things, just chewing up clock and yardage, maybe two or three. I think they're going to give him about two down near the 23-yard line. Give him only a yard, but this drive feels like it's been going on a lot longer, but this is only the eighth play of the drive coming up. Third and nine.
Yeah, of course, Greenwich has dominated the time of possession here in the second half, really wearing down the West Haven front four.
One receiver out to the left, two to the right. We'll add on to the Cardinal legacy talk in a moment. Shotgun snap taken, running out Craven. Craven just rolling around, then he'll slide near the 30. Gets taken down by LaFortune. He will lose yardage back near the 30. But for the Cardinals, that's literally all about just running some time.
Yeah, just fall inbounds, let the clock keep moving.
As we're inside 4 minutes and a 24-0 lead, and Cardinals are going to try another field goal. This would be, Dan, a 47-yard try. And we'll get a flag down right as it was being set up.
See what this is all about.
And Tony Morello, some 10 yards out onto the field to talk to his crew. They have now ruled a timeout taken by Greenwich. That's their second with 3:44 to go. You know, the thing about Greenwich, when Greenwich is operating at its best, the GYFL is the feeder program into Greenwich High School. Yes, to Brunswick as well. Don't want to for the Bruins. And let me tell you, Wayne McGillicuddy is building a powerhouse over at Brunswick, which had been building under Jared Schein, under Mike Hannigan, and now Wayne has got it absolutely on fire. And I really, like I said earlier, I think the Bruins are going to have a big year. And I say that because I know the program, not because I have a bias as their broadcaster. I just know that program. They're going to have a big year. But it starts with the GYFL. Football is in the blood of the town. You want to be a Cardinal. You want to be a Bruin. And it's coaching down there that helps produce outstanding athletes to get to here.
Yeah, it really is such a grassroots thing, right? It's great to see youth football doing so well in Fairfield County.
Spot is good. Kick on the way. It looks like it's right near the crossbar. It's a little short.
Boy, that would have...
48-yard try.
If that was 48 yards, it would have been good from 47, I think. That was right near the bar. Saw him kicking in pregame warmups in this direction towards the sound. He had at least 42, 43 yards of range, but he's able to get a little bit extra on this one, but not quite enough.
And in a 24-0 game, I see no harm in saying to him, let's see what you got.
They yeah.
Took a yeah. shot. So West Haven's offense comes back out. And they will get the ball with 3:39 to go. A first down at their own 20. Conlon hands it off. Right back to the ground. And boy, Cardinal defense is just swarming all over. And the starter's still in there. Carroll, Marek, among those making the stop on that handoff. It was Mercer on the run. For a yard, maybe two.
Yeah, you know that Coach Morello and defensive coordinator Brian Hochter, they preach aggressiveness. They preach play 48 minutes. Stay aggressive no matter what the score. And Greenwich's defense is still playing. They haven't let up one bit.
Second and nine. Shotgun snap Conlon takes. Drops, sets, deep ball, beautiful spiral. Hangs up there. Steele knocks it away. A good battle down there, and Thompson... Boy, Thompson has been targeted on the deep ball a couple of times tonight, and they have just not been able to make that connection. Third and nine.
Yeah, that's good coverage that time by Greenwich. Cornerback is in a foot race with the receiver. He knows he's got that safety help over the top, and he's able to knock it away.
third and nine with 2:55 to go. We will talk to you next Saturday at 12:50 from historic Boyle Stadium in Stamford. A shotgun snap coming. Here it is. Back to throw. Conlon over the middle. Does have a man right near the sticks. That's Dixon. Over the middle he goes. And they will mark the ball at the 30. It's a first down. First down, tempo for the Blue Devils with 2:40 remaining. Looking left. Steps out to his left. Tucks, starts to run. 30, breaks around the defender initially, and then it's shut down by Jack Kelly at the 32.
Remember how we were talking about how the secondary is one of the strengths of this defense? They have been swarming to the ball carrier all night, and this is another example of that. And Conlon's very agile. He can, you know, shake
excellent.
And bake. He can get to the outside. He can take it through the middle. But he's always had a Greenwich secondary member right there to greet him.
Absolutely true. Second and eight after the gain of two. Two receivers right. Conlon looking. Looks right. Now brings it over the middle. Threads that in beautifully near the 4-6. But is it incomplete? Yes, it is. It was intended for Corn Hannons. In coverage, Cardinals were there defensively. 1:54 remaining.
And you're 1:54 away if you're Greenwich from going back down the Connecticut Turnpike, 1-0, which is a great feeling to have, I'm sure.
Third and eight. Conlon takes, rolling right, still rolling, he sets, fires, high toward the sideline, and this time the connection with Thompson. Just enough to move the chains at the 41.
The bus ride is always a little bit better, especially when you win.
Yes, it is.
Although you're taking the bus down I-95, so I don't know how much better it can get, but nevertheless.
I'm hopeful the ride will be better than it was coming up here as the Blue Devils got a little jumpy to run out of the stadium. That's a false start on the near side with 93 seconds remaining. ...24-0 Greenwich with 1:33 to go.
Yeah, sloppy penalties, missed opportunities on offense.
Next up for West Haven, they will play the Shelton Gaels. That is next Friday night up at Shelton High School, 7 o'clock. Conlon takes on a shotgun snap, brings it near side, bobbled and incomplete, intended for Thompson near the 45.
That's another one that hits off of his hands there. That's another one you got to catch.
You can imagine he will be working quite a bit on that before next week. 1:23 to go. I want to thank everybody here at West Haven High School. And this is unusual in that we're sitting in the back row of a press box, so we've got five guys who have had to listen to our big mouths all night, and I feel bad about that. Second down play, Conlon steps to his left, throws the home run ball, left side pushing and shoving, and that is incomplete, and there goes the flag.
Man.
You could see the hand battling there, and the flag had to fly.
Lots of contact down the sideline
sure.
There.
That'll run the clock down to 1:16 remaining. Post-game comments will be few. We'll let Sean Kilkelly go home, and we'll let Dan Murphy start about a three-hour drive back up to the Hudson Valley.
Oh, I'm hoping it's not going to take that long.
I don't think it will.
Let me tell you, it took me 2.5 hours to get here, though.
They're going to call holding on the Cardinals. That'll be penalty number 5 on Greenwich.
But this is the farthest commute that I will have to make this football season, I believe.
It is. Barring a trip to East Hartford.
Well, yeah, but that'll at least be on a Saturday.
Yes, it will.
I would think. So I can live with the Saturdays.
I would agree. I would think you'll be quite right about that. 10-yard penalty turns into a second down and five. Pass goes right side. That's complete, and it's a foot race down the sideline, trying to turn it back in. Still on his feet, bringing it left, right near the goal line. Tumbles in, touchdown. It's Harris for 54 yards.
Well, it's something. It's something for West Haven to hang their head on and build on perhaps for next week.
And you don't want to get shut out. So, excuse me, definitely good news for the Blue Devils to get on the board with 103 remaining. 24-6 right now, pending a conversion. Conlon will go into an empty backfield, stretching five wide. Looking to our left, he takes. Looking, tucks. Now rolls out, still rolling. He does throw, and that is incomplete. Back corner of the end zone. Intended, I think, for Harris. 24-6 in what you would assume is going to be the final score on this night. After what was a six-play, 80-yard drive in 226.
Yeah, that's going to make the yardage look a lot closer than the score obviously indicates here. Both teams without an 80-yard drive apiece here in the second half.
By the way, New Canaan up 35-6 on Maloney.
Wow, that's a big score.
Well, the Rams are the preseason number one for good reason, and we liked what we saw of them last week in the scrimmage against Greenwich.
Yeah, I mean, New Canaan is always right there. It seems like Class L always goes through New Canaan these days. So
absolutely true.
But that is a statement win against a team the caliber of Maloney.
And guess who's number two? They're old friends from just down the road. The Darien Blue Wave.
Yes.
And I will tell you, it doesn't get much better when you've got...
Delay of game against West Haven.
As a delay of game has been called on West Haven. It doesn't get much better when you have both Darien and New Canaan. You know, it makes... The Turkey Bowl on Thanksgiving will be off the charts, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of really interesting matchups on Thanksgiving, right? I'm looking forward to the one we've got.
Greenwich Staples.
That's right.
Cardinals have lost a couple in a big loss last year, and we'll see. Kickoff on the way. Driving Lopez back, it'll go back near the two, and he'll watch it go out of bounds. So that'll bring in a flag. Again, still with 103 remaining. But, yeah, Thanksgiving, just the tailgate alone, and then the football. It's really a favorite day of mine.
What's more American than football on Thanksgiving Day, right?
And that's really the reason we're not kicking off until Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's in part to be able to have a Thanksgiving football game. Not everyone loves it. I understand that. Not everyone, you know, I'm one of those people who wishes we still had an FCAC championship football game. And believe me, I'm in the minority about that one. But I know a lot of people in the FCAC still feel that way. It was, if you ever experienced it, you would have loved it. Anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000 at Boyle Stadium, and just an incredible atmosphere. Anyway, 103 remaining. Cardinals will get the ball out at their 40. They'll run it as D'Angelo back in. And 54 seconds remaining. That is 10, right?
Number 44, Matthew Ward, on the carry for Greenwich.
As the handoff went to Matthew Ward.
Dan Bellis.
the 5'7 junior.
I believe you are correct. It's a little hard to see here at night, the far side of the field.
Windows justifiably getting fogged over, just my hot air alone causing that. We're down to 29 remaining. As the Cardinals now will go under center, and that's probably why D'Angelo was in there. Let him take that knee to experience his first victory, and this one will be counting out in 12 seconds. So the Greenwich Cardinals are going to get themselves an opening night win.
And a statement win by Greenwich here. They played very well in all facets of the game. You see a lot of things from Greenwich that you like. You know, some things they got to clean up, you know, like turnovers, penalties, things like that. But I think all in all, Coach Morrell will be very pleased with this performance tonight.
I have a feeling he will be flying high if we get down to the field to talk to him for a minute, because I think that they kind of exceeded his expectations. He was very confident before the game tonight, and I think the numbers are going to prove him right. I think he thinks they'll throw the ball maybe a little more as the season develops, but he felt very strongly tonight was going to be ground and pound, and that was the case.
Yeah, well, we spoke to him before the game tonight, and we spoke to him around the time of the scrimmage, and both occasions he really thought that his guys were sitting on a big performance here tonight against West Haven. And boy, you gotta tip your hat to the coaching staff for Greenwich, the players. They played an outstanding game tonight.
And take nothing away from West Haven. That is a good football team. And, you know, they've got Shelton next week, Hall at home in 2 weeks, on the road at Hamden. They get Norwich Free Academy as another Alliance game. Guilford here at North Haven, home for Brantford, Cheshire, and then they finish off with their traditional one against Fairfield Prep.
Yeah, it's a schedule that's pretty interesting, some possible landmines in there. But, you know, West Haven, you know, I don't really know what to take from this game from them. A lot of uncharacteristic mistakes from them in this game. So I would expect them to come back and clean those up for next week.
I would think so, too. I think they're going to be just fine. And the Cardinals, look, you get a great opening night win. Let's start there. But let's not ignore on the road at Stamford next Saturday at 1, because what Donnie Panapata has done to rebuild Stamford football, get them back in the playoffs for the first time in many years, it's an impressive job, but you've got to keep that momentum going. And if I know him, and I do a little bit, he's going to keep that momentum going. They'll be ready next Saturday at 1.
I'm sure they will. And, you know, the Greenwich-Stamford rivalry, you know,
it's
plays
back.
Out. It's back.
It's
and
back.
It, you know, it plays out in all walks of life here in Southern Fairfield County. So, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that one. That should be an interesting test for Greenwich. Again, another game on the road against an upstart opponent looking to give them their best shot. So we'll see what Stamford has in store for them next week.
I'll be interested to get your thoughts on seeing Boyle Stadium for the first time. It's a favorite of mine. I know it's you know, it's got some age to it, and I know some storms have beaten things up over the years, but it's still a special thing to go out to Stamford High School, so I'm excited to go there next week and visit one of my favorite places to broadcast from. But that's next Saturday at 1. Here tonight, 24-6 is the final score. O'Donnell with the 36-yard touchdown pass from D'Angelo to start it, 8:44 to go in the first quarter. Then D'Angelo from 22 yards out on the ground after that squib kick, Dan, and that felt like it could have turned the game into really a big Cardinal win, not to say that 24-6 isn't, but it was only 14-0 at halftime. And I say only because the Cardinal offense went quiet after that for a bit.
Cardinal offense went quiet, but, you know, West Haven couldn't quite get going either. You know, they got the short field after the fumble on the punt return late in the second quarter. They had great field position to start out with and couldn't cash in on it. And so that's why I said, you know, you kind of were looking at two different games in the first half. The second half, Greenwich came out rolling, that long drive that led to a field goal, shut down defense, and then the ground game really took over in the second half.
And that's what it was. The second half impressed me because they just never let West Haven back into the game. That 12-play, 56-yard drive to start the third quarter, that impressed me a lot.
Yeah, coming out of the locker room to start the second half. Yes, you have a 14-0 lead. Yes, you've played well. But you know the coaching staff was saying, hey, guys, let's keep the gas pedal down. Let's not give these guys a chance to get back in this football game. Let's keep it going. That's exactly what Greenwich did.
Great win for the Cardinals tonight. How you feeling after your first official broadcast as part of this crew?
This was a lot of fun. Do we have a game next week?
I was going to say, I guess we should probably pack it up and do it all over again next week.
Well, if you need a color guy for next week, let me know. I'm available.
We will do that. It was great fun, and welcome officially to the family. You've done a wonderful job to get things started tonight, and I've got nothing more to add than to say that'll do it from Cardinal Stadium. Our final score tonight, Greenwich 24 and West Haven 6. The Cardinals are 1-0. West Haven drops to 0-1. Our next broadcast is next Saturday at 12:50 from Boyle Stadium as the Greenwich Cardinals take on the Stamford Black Knights. Now for Sean Kilkelly, Bob Small, and Dan Murphy, I'm Rob Adams saying so long from Ken Strong Stadium in West Haven. You've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football with the final score, Greenwich 24 and West Haven 6. From right near Long Island Sound, a long ways up by 95. Good night, everyone.
That is.
And thank you for listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH. It's 8:24 on this Friday night. And now back to regularly scheduled programming.